KJAN Sports.
Time for sports, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get you a rundown of some high school sports from last night. Let's start with wrestling. Lots of it around the region last evening. At Shenandoah, Atlantic Cam, three times a winner last night. Atlantic Cam beating Shenandoah 66-10. Atlantic Cam downing Southwest Iowa 48-24, and it was Atlantic Cam over St. Albert 45-27. St. Albert beat Southwest Iowa 48-30, St. Albert over Shenandoah 59-6, and Southwest Iowa beating Shenandoah 46-15. At Audubon last night, AHSTW wins all three of their matches. The Vikings beating Audubon 45-24, AHSTW over East Mills 42-36, and AHSTW beating Tri-Center 48-24. East Mills over Audubon 39-27. East Mills beat Tri-Center 42-21. Audubon over Tri-Center 36-24. Also, a three-team meet at Bedford Lennox saw Bedford Lennox beat Maryville 73-12. Bedford Lennox over Mount Air 43-42. Mount Air beat Maryville, Missouri 48-24. At Harlan last night, Creston wins over Harlan 55-19. Creston also over Lewis Central 81-0. Harlan over Lewis Central 60-3. With those two wins last night, Creston OM goes to 10-0 in the conference. They win the Hawkeye 10 conference dual title. At Southeast Warren last night, Southwest Valley beating Nottoway Valley 54-12. Southwest Valley over Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas 54-30. Southwest Valley beating Wayne 54-18. Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas over Nottoway Valley 60-18. Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas beating Wayne 60-12. And it was Wayne over Nottoway Valley 30-12. Also at West Monona last night, Logan Magnolia beat West Monona Whiting 58-24. Logan Magnolia over Trainer 67-9. West Monona Whiting beat Riverside 49-31. Riverside over Trainer 45-36. Also in a duel last night, Carroll beat Boone 45-33 in high school wrestling. In high school basketball last night, in girls' action, the Stanton Vikings grabbed an early lead over Cam on Thursday night and answered every Cougar run to post a 55-41 road win. A poor shooting night sunk the Cougars as they fell 19 points short of their scoring average. Stanton jumped out to a 15-6 lead by the end of the first quarter, only to see the Cougars climb within five late in the half. The Vikings finished the half on an 8-2 run to go up by 11 at the break, and that lead grew to 15 by the end of the third. The Vikings got some balanced scoring with 15 from Marley Johnson, 11 from Abby Burke, and 10 from Caitlin Bruce, 8 from Hope Ogletree, as Stanton improves to 14-2 with the win. Cam was led by 11 points from Eva Stephenson, despite struggling through some foul trouble, as the Cougars fall to 11-4 with that loss. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night, Collins Maxwell beat Peyton Sherdan 62-55. Denison over Harlan 61-57. Glenwood beat Trainer 52-35. Lennox over Martinsdale St. Mary's 58-28. Nottoway Valley over Bedford 84-58. Maddie DeVault had a single game school record of 40 points last night for the Wolverines. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Abraham Lincoln 43-32. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 54-14. Tri-Center topping Griswold 39-31. Underwood over Red Oak 47-33. In boys basketball, Cam didn't lead Stanton until 5:25 left in the third quarter Thursday night, but the Cougars finished strong to grab a 63-45 win. Connor McKee hit the three that put the Cougars ahead for the first time, and he went on to score 19 of his 21 points in the second half. After trailing by three at half, the Cougars were up 37-28 after the third and then kept pulling away. Colby Rich helped the Cougars hang around in the first half, knocking down three threes in the first half, finishing with a game-high 23 points. Cam head coach Nick Hodges said he challenged his team to be more aggressive at the half. He thought they did a much better job attacking the basket and opening up the zone in the second half, as Cam improves to 7-6 on the season. Stanton was led by 14 points from Quentin Thornburg and 12 from Carter Johnson as they fall to 8-6 on the year. In other boys basketball last night, it was Denison over Harlan 53-52, Earlham beating Woodward Granger 48-46, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Lennox 89-46, Red Oak beating Underwood 66-60, Riverside got 20 points from Grady Jeppesen in a 48-40 win over East Mills, Sydney beating Essex 69-7, St. Albert 85-55 over Thomas Jefferson, Van Meter topping ACGC 67-43 last night. Well, this week's Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union rankings show Bishop Garrigan number one in Class 1A, Newell Fonda, Kingsley Pearson are 2 and 3. Exira EHK checks in at number 5 this week. Lennox is 12, Peyton Sherdan at number 15. Maquoketa Valley's tops in 2A with Dyke, New Hartford, and West Branch 2 and 3. Nottoway Valley is in at number 4 this week. Trainer 10 and Underwood ranked 11th. In Class 3A, Cherokee is top ranked with Des Moines Christian and Clear Lake 2 and 3. Panorama is 14th again this week. In Class 4A, Glenwood continues to lead the poll with Ballard and Dallas Center Grimes 2 and 3. Creston is 9th, Denison 10th, and Harlan at number 11. In the big school class, Johnston, Waukee, and Waterloo West are the top three rated teams in this week's poll. Well, for the second time this season, Northwestern got the best of the Iowa women. The 23rd-ranked Wildcats handed the Hawkeyes their second home loss, 87-80. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter was not happy with the free throw disparity.
I don't think I've ever coached in a game where another team shoots 26 free throws in the fourth quarter alone. 34-8 from the free throw line. And I mean, obviously our turnovers are just killing us. We've got to do a better job. I mean, Monica has 6, McKenna has 6. We have to do a better job taking care of the ball.
Monica Sinano had a career-high 34 points to lead the Hawkeyes, who fall to 5-4 in the Big Ten, 9-4 overall. They'll visit Minnesota on Sunday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Ashley Jones' layup with 34 seconds remaining gave Iowa State the lead for good in a 62-60 win at Kansas State. It was career victory number 700 for Cyclone coach Bill Fennelly.
Coach Fennelly's a great coach. He really knows how to coach and knows his players and puts them in great positions. So just to be able to be on this team and experience this 700th win with him, it's a great feeling, and we're really proud of him.
Here's Fennelly on reaching that milestone.
I feel bad that, you know, a lot of the focus, or at least initially, would be on the 700 thing. But the most importantly for this group, it's number 11. It's 7 Big 12 wins. It's, you know, 4 Big 12 road wins. And but very, very blessed and excited, and truly a determined, gutsy effort by our kids tonight.
Fennelly's family got to be in Manhattan for that contest last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, top-ranked Gonzaga picked up its 20th straight win since last season, improving to 16-0 this year as Drew Timmy had 21 points in the 90-62 Bulldog pounding of San Diego. Also, it was number 6 Houston over Tulane, 83-60, and 15th-ranked Kansas stopped their three-game losing skid with a 59-51 win over TCU. Northwest Missouri State a winner last night, thanks in large measure to Ryan Hawkins' late-game heroics. The former Atlantic prep star scored on a lay-in with just a second left, giving Northwest Missouri State a 76-74 win over Lincoln last night. Hawkins finished with 18 points and a dozen rebounds. Trevor Hudgens had 20 points to help lead the way for Northwest Missouri State. Drake's Roman Penn has been named to the Lou Henson Award mid-season watch list. That Lou Henson National Player of the Year Award goes to the top mid-major player in the nation. Penn is averaging 13 points and 5.2 assists for the undefeated Bulldogs so far this season. The 7th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes look to maintain sole possession of second place in the Big Ten tonight with a visit to 19th-ranked Illinois. These two teams hooked up in a pair of emotional and hard-fought games last season.
I look at it like this. You know, every game in our league is intense, physical, a lot of emotion. You know, they were two good teams just going at it last year. Both games came down to the last 30 seconds.
That's Coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa sophomore guard C.J. Frederick missed the second half of last week's loss to Indiana with a lower leg injury. If he can't go, Connor McCaffrey moves from forward to off guard.
You know, other than that, I don't think it changes like a ton, because I do think I'll still handle the ball. I'll still be somebody who, you know, is looking to set up everybody else.
Freshman Keegan Murray is likely the addition to the starting lineup if Frederick can't play.
When it comes to the lineup, I'll have to adjust on, you know, who I'm guarding. And, you know, maybe be a little bit more aggressive here and there, because CJ's out, you know, we lose another offensive weapon. So, you know, I think a lot of things go into it, but I think we'll adjust just fine.
A heartbreaking loss at Illinois last season turned out to be the Hawkeyes' final game.
We're just really, you know, excited for this matchup. We know, you know, how important this game is to us. And, you know, like I always say, the next game is the most important game on our schedule. So, you know, we're really focused on what we're going to try to stick to the game plan, to execute the game plan to the best of our abilities.
That's Iowa center Luca Garza, who will be challenged by Illini 7-foot sophomore Kofi Coburn Pre-game coverage tonight here on the radio, 7 o'clock. They'll tip it off in Champaign at 8 o'clock tonight. You can catch it right here. And in NFL news, Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson has requested a trade. Watson has a no-trade clause in his four-year, $156 million contract, so he could have some control over where he might be dealt. Watson made the ask before David Culley was hired as the head coach on Wednesday. The Texans don't want to part with the talented 25-year-old who led the NFL in yards passing this season. Watson has been unhappy with the direction of the team for some time. Sports Illustrated reported weeks ago that Watson was upset the team didn't initially request to interview Kansas City offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy for its head coaching vacancy. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.